getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Before the break, we were talking about Sean Spicer doing his impression of an angry garden gnome that first Sunday that he came out, because the podium he had, I'm sorry, but the podium was like a foot and a half too tall. He looked like a little kid back there that needed a step stool. It was an awful optic from day one, because I watched it and I go, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing that to that guy. I mean, Hillary Clinton was smart enough to get a podium of the appropriate size. Melissa France is still with us from Fox Business, also wrote the book Lessons from the Prairie. Now, you think that Anthony Scaramucci is going to bring a good flavor. What about Sarah? What do you think of her stepping in? I think she's pretty solid, and I think she's better than Sean was, because she's funny, she's tough, and she plays pretty well. What's your take?
I think Sarah is brilliant. I think she's fantastic at her job because she doesn't get flustered. She doesn't let them push her around. She never lets them get her goat. I think that they could be a tremendous good cop, bad cop, where Anthony is, you know, he's very good at talking to you and schmoozing you and that sort of thing. And then she's just very tough. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's also incredibly tough. He's just like a velvet hammer. You know, he does it in a different way.
Right,
where
right.
She can just hold them and be like, asked and answered, you know, done. Move on. Nothing to see here. Let's keep moving along. I mean, I think the other thing is that Anthony Scaramucci has promised to get to the bottom of who are all these leakers and how is this happening. And they've got Washington working against them because they're trying to drain the swamp. And everybody on both sides is totally threatened, because you have to ask yourself, why is it that people go to Washington like regular people and they don't have a fortune, and then they make $100,000 a year or something like that, and then they leave a few years later and they're multi-multi-multi.
Yeah, how does that happen time
something
and again?
Something wrong with that math, too.
Yeah, well, you know, even at a state school, you know, I'm no Harvard guy, but even at a state school, I can figure out the math on that deal. Al Gore left office worth $1.5 million. Now he's worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $400 million. Nobody's quite sure. That global warming thing sure is a pretty good business to be in, I'll tell you that. And you see all of these things
now
go on.
It's all a total fraud. It's all a total fraud. And I tell you, you got to stick to what you know, the truth that you know, and your original values. It's one of the themes of Lessons from the Prairie. I'm going to get a little plug in, because I think your listeners, you guys, people who listen to talk radio, I wrote this book for you because you listen with your mind. You are so thoughtful. You are trying to get to the bottom of things for yourself. You're not watching television. You're not listening to music. You guys are the ones that really know what time it is. And people ask me all the time, how did you grow up in Hollywood? I was on TV from the time I was 6 months old all the way until I left for college. I was on more than 100 commercials, all these different TV shows, movies. Then I went to Harvard. Then I became a journalist in New York. And people say, how did you not become a wacko left-wing liberal given that background? Everybody along the way there is a lunatic liberal. How did that not happen?
That's a great question.
I thought about it. And it's the lessons that I learned on this one show, both behind the scenes and in front of the camera, about resilience, about sticking to your guns, about honesty, about hard work, believing in yourself. I mean, those characters on the prairie, that's a true story. They went out west. They were the original pioneers. They laid their claim to land. They battled back Native Americans, wolves, locusts, whatever it was. And then the government so many times ended up showing up and taking away what they had built. I mean, all the way down to behind the scenes, Michael Landon himself, he was the original small business owner. I mean, he started that show. He owned it. He wrote it. He directed it. He produced it. He was cheap as hell. He was the first one there in the morning, the last one to leave at the end of the day. He was no diva. He rolled up his sleeves and he expected the same of us, and he taught us those lessons. Those are the lessons
what he taught
I teach
you,
to my kids. It's what gets me through.
What he taught you is what I'm hearing here is something that I think has faded in America in recent years. Certainly in my lifetime, it's not as pronounced. And that is quite simply work ethic. The man had a work ethic that was nonstop. If he was the first guy there, the last guy to leave, counting the money, checking the books, turning off the lights so it could save 2 cents in the electric bill, that's a work ethic that has a mind for business, and he was accountable as well. We have a lot of people that are not accountable today. We have a lot of people that don't understand work ethic, that think that they ought to be given an A for showing up in class, that they ought to get the first place trophy just for being on the team, and so on and so forth. It takes work, hard work, to accomplish things. You graduated from Harvard with an economics degree. You know that it takes hard work to accomplish great things.
And there's a pride in doing that. I mean, it's empowering. I want to teach my children those things, and I wrote this book for them. Because it's empowering, then you know you can do for yourself. There's something very nefarious behind the way the government works right now and the left, there's a race to see who's the biggest victim. And you get rewarded for being a victim. But then you're disempowered. Then you're beholden to the government. You need that handout. You need that check from the government. They're enslaving people. It's so insidious. And I didn't realize it until these last couple of years. And it's what inspired me to write this book, because I want to make sure that those of us who understand, know there are others out there, read the book, give it to people you know. I wrote it for you. I wrote it for my kids. Because we have to remember that that work ethic, that pride, what America was built on, that's empowering. Then you can do for yourself. And that's what I want for my children. And for radio listeners only, if you buy the book, send it to me at Fox News headquarters, 1211 6th Avenue. We're in New York City. Google it. You can find our headquarters. I will sign it. I'll get the person you like better than me to sign it. You want Kimberly Guilfoyle? I'll track her down and get her to sign the book. I will pay the postage back to you. But I just want you to know that I care. I want to know that you're out there. We need to stick together, because we're the only things that can pull this country through. Because Washington, the left has really gone astray, and they're trying to make people into victims, because then they control you. It's very nefarious.
It is nefarious. Well, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, if next time we have you on the program, if we could just get you to come out of your shell. If we could just get you to come out of your shell, Melissa, it would just really help the audience. I just want to know if Gutfeld is taller than Spicer. That's what I...
No, but he doesn't mind. I mean,
he's a smart guy.
He's made a fortune on being that whole little guy attitude.
No, I know.
He's very funny, and he's doing well for himself, so...
All right, real quickly, the book is Lessons from the Prairie. I assume people can find it in all the
Amazon,
usual places.
All those spots. Send it to me. I'll sign it. Please get the book. Then I can stop promoting it.
Yeah, well, if you get, you know, you just got to rocket to the top. Melissa Francis, always a great conversation. Love having you here. It's good fun and good commentary.
Thank you. I hope you'll have me back.
Have a great day. Talk soon. There it is. Melissa Francis, everybody, here on the Steve Gruber Show. Lessons from the Prairie. Professional broadcaster. She was on the program. You obviously figured that out. She was on Little House on the Prairie before going to Harvard and becoming a journalist with the Fox Business Network with a degree in economics, which gives her an unfair advantage over pretty much every politician on the Hill. It's the Steve Gruber Show.